This is the KIJHL podcast. I'm Mark Berry, along with Emmanuel Sequeira. On this episode 4 of season 4, Emmanuel has 3 interviews for us. He'll be talking with Sycamose Eagles forward Chase Campbell, Kamloops Storm goaltender Brenner Fife, and one of the top scorers in the KIJHL, Beaver Valley Nighthawk Brady Magarel. Week 14 has already begun with another win for Kamloops, this time over Chase on Tuesday. Going into the weekend, the Storm are first overall with 44 points and an .815 win percentage. By division, in the Bill Olhausen, Kelowna is first with Revelstoke a point back with a game in hand. Princeton is within striking distance. In the Doug Burks, Kamloops holds a 17-point lead. Beaver Valley has a 3-point lead in the Neil Murdoch with 3 games in hand over second-place Grand Forks. In the Eddy Mountain with points in 10 straight, Kimberly's lead over Fernie is 10 points. Fernie's Leo Denbesten is tops among KIJHL goaltenders with a .932 save percentage. 20 goaltenders who played more than 500 minutes have save percentages north of .900. Levi Astle is the league's top scorer with 51. Brady Magarel, who's averaging over 2 points a game, is second. Chase Campbell is the top goal scorer among rookies with 20. His point total of 33 ties him for top spot. Speaking of Chase Campbell from the Sycamose Eagles, he talks about being named November Rookie of the Month.
Yeah, it's obviously a great accomplishment for myself, and I wasn't really expecting it, and came out of one of my buddies told me that, and it was exciting.
What did you think of the November that you had with 11 goals and 19 points?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I thought I was playing pretty well, and I for sure was fine in the back of the net. I felt like I could had a little scoring touch this month, and my teammates obviously helped me with that.
Why does it work so well with you, Braden Jack, and Emmett Yurkowski as a trio?
Well, I think we got put together earlier in the season, and we had a couple games to get used to, a couple practices, and then everything started clicking. Everything started clicking early, and we haven't missed it up since, and the chemistry keeps building and building, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. We just keep clicking together, and if one of us isn't going, the other two are, and all of our games kind of work out perfectly together.
Because maybe kind of touch on what each of you guys bring to the line that makes you guys successful.
Yeah, I think Brayden Jack's a very obviously a veteran player, and he's calm with the puck. He has very good poise with the puck, great passer, and he's always a pass first guy. He's someone you always need, right? So if he's coming on the rush, I always know he's very predictable, and I know what he's going to do, and that comes with chemistry. Emmett Yurkowski, he's fast in the forecheck and, unreal shot, unreal skill. He has, great hands. He can put the puck in the back of net. He can make plays to me. Again, I kind of know what he's going to do on the rush or in the corner, and that's what's, helping me. And I can put the puck in the back of the net, and, that helps our line get some points and, helps, team out, and I think all of it just clicks together.
Yeah. Are you able to kind of pinpoint when the chemistry really started beginning for the three of you?
Yeah, I'd say, I first got here in October, and, we tried out a couple of lines with myself, and I think around the middle of October, we decided to change up the lines, and they had a veteran line going, and coach took Braden Jack off that veteran line and put him with me and Emmett. And from that moment, from the middle of October, our practices were good, and, practicing together and working on plays together, and that's where it comes from. Like, we wouldn't be able to do it in game if we didn't do it in practice. So just started clicking in practice and kept rolling.
Angle across the ice into Skates Campbell to the net, scores! Oh, baby, Chase Campbell!
Has he done that before, Scott?
I think so.
Talko, what is your confidence like right now?
Yeah, obviously I have some confidence with the puck. Once you start scoring and you kind of feel good about yourself and feel like you can hang on to it and make better passes, and you feel like you're having more fun out there almost. You're having lots of fun out there playing. And, it's fun to score. It's fun to win games. And when you're winning with your teammates and winning with your line mates, and you and your line mates have a good game, it's a fun bus ride back. It's a fun time going home and talking about that week at hockey, like practice and stuff. And yeah, it's good.
Final question for you. What is your favorite minor hockey memory?
Well, that's a good one. I'd say probably back when I was younger playing spring hockey with the chain. We were in a good tournament in Jasper. We were down 7-3 with 10 minutes left. We scored 4 goals in the last 10 minutes, tied up, and then we won it overtime for the gold medal, about 15 seconds in, 10 seconds into overtime. And it was a good memory. With all my old buddies, all my buddies I still know to this day, we all still hang out and still talk about it to this day. It's a good time.
That's Chase Campbell of the Sycamuse Eagles. Chase, thanks for joining us on the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Brenner Fife from the Kamloops Storm leads the league in wins, 15. 7 of those came in November. Brenner Fife on being named goalie of the month.
It was obviously just a really good month for me and the team. I think we went undefeated. So yeah, just a really fun month to play hockey.
Is there a game from that stretch that stands out for you?
Definitely. I feel like that Grand Forks game in Grand Forks, it was packed there. They're the defending champs, so beating them was just, I feel like, a big momentum booster for us.
Was that a game that you guys had circled on the calendar as a solid test to see the type of team that you guys are and that you're capable of beating a team like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, defending champions in Grand Forks, packed barn, doesn't get much better than that.
How did you feel you played during the month?
I just felt pretty calm and steady. I feel like every game I gave the boys the chance to win, and obviously they helped me out too. So yeah, just pretty confident and just consistent.
Tegan Mullen runs into the official. Another opportunity. Fife standing tall, saves one. The second, another opportunity, gets it with the pad.
Wow.
Murray. And Fife gets that one with the glove and gets a much-needed whistle.
What do you want to continue building on?
I feel like just riding this momentum as long as we can, and kind of just stacking games and just keeping everything the same.
Before I move on to the next question, I just like to mention to those listening that I had a really good in-depth conversation with you recently about your development, and they can read that on the KIJHL notebook on the KIJHL website, www.kijhl.ca. I encourage people to go to the website to read that. So recently, in 3 of your last 4 games, you have a save percentage of .960 or better. What have you liked about those games, the way that you performed?
I just feel like I'm kind of in the zone right now and just having fun playing confident, and I feel like the stats have been showing that.
Is the zone that you're in right now, have you felt this before in your time with the Storm?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of the same as even towards last playoffs. Like before playoffs, we were just stacking wins, and I feel like we're kind of in the same zone, just stacking wins, and just everyone's confident in our group.
You're from Lethbridge. What was it like playing minor hockey there?
I mean, we weren't the best teams there, so, but at the same time, it was definitely fun coming to the Storm, actually winning some games, because we didn't win too much in Lethbridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, not the best teams.
Was that something that you found you needed to adjust to?
Not really. It was just definitely better winning games since when I came to the Storm.
What is your favorite minor hockey memory?
I was really young, but definitely when I went to the Brick tournament when I think I was 9 or 10. It was really long ago, but that was some of the funnest hockey I played in the West Edmonton Mall.
What do you remember much from that tournament?
Just playing the top talent my age in the world. I think like Macklin Celebrini was there and like other names in the show now. So yeah, it's a really cool tournament to be a part of.
That's Brenner Fife of the Kamloops Storm. Brenner, thanks for joining us on the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Beaver Valley's Brady Magerell ripped it up in November, 2.5 points per game, helping the Nighthawks to an 8-2 record. He was the November Forward of the Month.
It's a good honor, and I'm happy to get it. A lot of it comes from what our team did in November as well. Like we won a lot of games, scored a lot of goals, and the opportunity presents itself when your team has that much success as well. So,
how did you feel that you played during the month?
Yeah, I thought I played pretty well. I thought I played with confidence, but I don't know. I think things sometimes just, you know, you're getting lucky a little bit and bounces are going your way. And when you're feeling good, say the start of the game or whatever, and maybe one goes in, then you kind of take that momentum going into the game, and then it just kind of follows suit.
What was it like for you to score 14 goals during the month?
It was pretty good. I think that a lot of it had to do with my line mates. They were awesome in November as well, and both of them were making good plays. We were in the offensive zone most of the time we were on the ice, so there was lots of opportunity given to score, and they were setting me up all over the ice, and things were just clicking, I guess.
Against Grand Forks, what was it like for you to score four goals with one of them being the winner?
Yeah, that was a good feeling. It's always fun to beat those guys, and being able to contribute in a win against them is it just feels good. So I think it was a fun night.
Where do you feel that you are at with your play right now?
I feel like I'm just playing somewhat like free on the ice, in the sense that like not worried about making mistakes or worrying about what anybody else is doing out there. I'm just kind of going out there and playing, I guess. It almost just feels like just going out there and having fun and playing the best that you can play, and that's all that matters, and you don't have to worry about anything else, right?
Jared Jayev. Jayev, poke check by Magrell. He's going to come in, a chance for another shorthanded goal. Magrell to his backhand. He scores! Brady Magrell's got a hat trick again!
So you grew up in Coaldale, Alberta. What was it like playing minor hockey there?
It was good. So in Alberta, I don't know if you know, but we have, like, for all until Pee Wee, we have tiers. So Coaldale was tier 3. And there was like tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, tier 5, tier 6. I don't know how far it went. It was Cal until Pee Wee. And it was fun. Like, we had a lot of good times and some good teams as well. We went to provincials a couple of times. And yeah, it was fun all through Coaldale. And then Pee Wee, we didn't have a double A team, so then I would go to Tabor, and we actually had a really good team in Tabor for double A. We lost in the finals to Medicine Hat that year. That was pretty unfortunate. And then for Bantam Triple A, I went to Medicine Hat. I went to Saskatchewan, and that was kind of it for Coaldale, I guess, minor hockey. And then after that, U18, I went to Lethbridge United in the JPHL, so.
What is your favorite memory from minor hockey?
I would say probably like going to provincials with back in the day. Like it's fun to win and win in the league and whatnot. So you always remember those times when everybody's cheering in the dressing room and gloves are thrown on the ice kind of thing. So
that's Brady Mangarell of the Beaver Valley Nighthawks. Brady, thanks for joining us on the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This is the KIJHL podcast, available on Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcast, YouTube, and on the KIJHL.ca website. Our thanks this week to KIJHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira. I'm Mark Berry for Emmanuel. Thank you for being here. This is the KIJHL podcast.